Hiya, this is Shani Dunstall from the International Bunch. Today we are going to talk about colorblindness and why you need to start paying attention. So, marketers have always been challenged to find new and innovative ways to reach consumers. Whether it's through your social media strategy, marketing campaigns, or content marketing, the way in which you connect with your customers will continue to evolve as trends and users need change. But sometimes all it takes is something small to create a meaningful connection with your audience. When designing new marketing campaigns, content accessibility for those with colorblindness is often overlooked. In this post, we discuss what colorblindness is, why it matters for marketers, and the do's and don'ts when marketing for the colorblind community. We also provide tips for making your content more accessible for people who see colors differently. So, how important is color in marketing? Well, it goes without question that colour is a critical component of success in marketing. Your choice of colour gives your brand an identity and helps you stand out from your competitors. A study carried out by the Loyola University, Maryland, 2011, found that colour increases brand recognition by up to 80%. A quote from Jill Morton, colour psychologist. Brands and colour are inextricably linked because colour offers an instantaneous method for conveying meaning and message without words. Colours also influence how your audience perceives your message, as according to the field of colour psychology, they have an effect on our emotions. They can affect the way we think and can compel us to take action, something that brands strive to do in an effort to drive consumer behaviour. A quote from Mark Elwood, "Our world is awash with a rainbow of colours. But certain shades can have a surprising impact on our ability to concentrate, our mood, and even the flavours we experience. But the colours you decide to implement in your branding will not necessarily have the same impact on every person." On the blog post, there are six colour plates. Can you identify all the numbers? The colour plates are taken from the Ishihara test, one of the most common methods for testing red and green colour blindness. According to Colorblind Awareness, there are estimated to be about 300 million people worldwide who are colorblind. That is almost the entire population of the US. By ensuring that your print and digital branding is accessible to a wider audience, you, as a marketer, have the power to support people who see color differently and increase your customer base. So, what can you do? A quote from Lizzie Hiller. Colorblindness is often disregarded when designing optimum user experience and accessibility. It is important to remember that people with colorblindness do not rely on color to navigate information. They require other cues. So, the do's. Incorporate colorblindness in your design process for UI, UX marketing assets, and so on. Be aware of the different types of colorblindness and which color combinations are indistinguishable to a colorblind audience. Use a higher contrast colors to create color hatchery that helps users navigate a web page. Use textures in your design to help distinguish between colors. Use text or symbols that contrast strongly against a color background. Do not rely on color to convey a message, as it could be lost to people with colorblindness. Create color specific instructions such as click the green button to submit. Assume colours alone will signal a specific emotional response. If at all, use additional text or symbols to convey your message. Use vague colour descriptions like red or blue. Add words like dark, deep, or pale. Accessible content with meaningful impact. When it comes to marketing, appearance is everything. The colours you use in your advertising, your website, and your overall branding can have a big impact on how successful your marketing campaigns are. But what if your target audience can't even see those colours? Remember that colour isn't the only way to convey information visually. Designers who are aware of colorblindness can create designs that are accessible to everyone by using shapes, patterns, and other visual cues in addition to colour. Thank you for listening today.